don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus.
Welcome everybody to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we so value your time and your listening and spreading the word that you don't have to go through life exhausted, drained, and burned out to achieve success. We are so excited to have a very special guest in the studio today. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, Summer McStravick.
Thanks, Rebecca. I'm happy to be here. Great to see you.
I know I was on your show a year ago, and this is like so long overdue. I'm so happy to have you on my show and continue the beautiful conversation that was started last year. So I am going to tell my listeners a little bit about your background. So Summer began working for Hay House Publishing back in 2001, where she co-hosted a radio show with Wayne Dyer. She created a very special method called flow dreaming, which is a method for manifesting everything you want. She wrote a book, two books, Flow Dreaming and Creative Flow Dreaming, to teach people this incredible technique. She also has apps and courses and all kinds of amazing things to dive into to learn this. She has worked with great luminaries at Hay House Radio. When she was a director of new media, she worked with people like Marion Williamson, Susie Orman, Doreen Virtue, Greg Braden, and Abraham Hicks, just to name a few. And now her method and her movement, Flow Dreaming, is a global company. It has hundreds of audio downloads for a myriad of topics. It's a combination of the law of attraction, lucid daydreaming, flow psychology, and so much more. We're going to unpack it on this episode. I'm so excited to learn more about flow dreaming. She has a hit show called Flow Dreaming with over 600 episodes, where I was so honored to be one of her guests. So let's talk about your story, Summer. How did you get from, you know, just growing up to being such a huge pillar of success on Hay House Radio to now doing what you're doing, inspiring spiritual entrepreneurs? Tell us your story.
Well, I never expected to be a spiritual entrepreneur to start with. I kind of landed here. I ended up here. It's every year it gets a little bit further back, right? Now it's 2025, so 25 years ago, I was actually working as a graphic designer, as an art director, and I ended up at Hay House Publishing very much by quote accident, although in my world accidents are kind of a relative thing. And after being there for a few years, learning how to produce books and oracle card decks and all kinds of physical products, I moved into a brand new division that they created around something we used to call the internets. If anybody here is old enough, you know the joke I'm making. And the idea was we were going to start an online radio station. And instead of sending authors out on a regular author tour, we were going to put them on air. And people could listen 24/7, streaming live on the internet. So my task was now to become a producer of audio material as opposed to physical books. When this happened, I had to build something from scratch, from the ground up, that really had never been built before. There were a couple of online radio stations out there, a handful, and they were very small and mostly about sports. So we were inventing the wheel. It also gave me an opportunity to really understand what it meant for people who were already at the top of their game 20 years ago in the spirituality field to lead others, teach others, and create effective programs for others. Because every time a person did an episode or a radio show, it had to contain something valuable. It had to contain a point, a nugget, something, an aha, a shift. And from there, it also branched out into producing workshops that were live, producing audio programs, you know, that would go out on CDs back then, eventually, you know, downloadable. And in hindsight, I was being kind of skilled up in how do you reach a broad audience? how, if you're looking at all these people, because we tend to look at people who are at the top of their game and think, I'm here, they're there, you know, there for the grace of God, maybe I'll go, I don't know. I don't know how they did it, but I'll never get there, or I'll work hard. Being right in amongst them, imagine like working for a top star in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And you think, that's just what I do. I just run and get cookies and coffee for everybody. Didn't end up that way. While I was at Hay House, I ended up writing a book about a manifesting technique that I had been using for years. I grew up in a very spiritual household, and I had found a way to create things for myself, to communicate with the universe, I'd call it, in a way that it felt like I wasn't just doing affirmations, I wasn't just visualizing all the popular methods at the time. For me, I got into a really deep emotional dialogue. And I wrote a book about it there. And to my absolute astonishment, it took off. And Dr. Dyer, he did, you know, he wrote a blurb for me and helped me out. And at a certain point, I left Hay House in 2009 and began doing my flow dreaming work and teaching people all over the world. It turned out that this methodology that I thought was just a little private thing for me ended up working extremely well for a certain kind of people. Who have very busy minds, ADHD minds, highly visual minds, people who love reading books and get lost in, they can see everything, people who are emotional, people who are empathic. Like this is our thing. Many of us also struggle with meditation because of all of those things, because we always want to add in and like really get into it. And then meditation, we're like, no, be quiet, shh, stop. So that's the long and short of things, but it has been just so powerful in my life. And I actually credit it to the whole strange journey that brought me here to doing this, including getting my, quote, MBA, being paid to learn how to develop, you know, teachings through the best people in the world. Obviously, you know, life wanted me to do it, and they said, you don't know how to do it, so we're going to skill you up, and then we're going to kick you out and make you do it. And that's how I ended up with flow dreaming.
That's a powerful story. I love that. So what did you learn? I know you could just do a whole episode about working with these great spiritual thought leaders, but what were some of the biggest lessons that you took from working, you know, shoulder to shoulder with some of the greatest minds in the spiritual movement?
Ooh, good question. What I noticed is that, one, many of them had a pretty strong work ethic, right? Mm. Just plain inspired action. They were doing work that they loved, and they did it a lot. They thought about it all the time. They woke up thinking about it. They went to bed thinking about it. And generating content, for some people had a harder time than others. That's true. Some people were more marketers than creators. Most were more creators than marketers, but it's a mix. But the other thing is, they all had I use the word intention, which was, this is what I'm going to do, and this is all I'm going to do. This is my message. This is my best message, but I'm also willing to change the message as it went along. So for instance, if I think of Louise Hay, right? She started with, you can heal your life. And her message back in the 80s was, you're valuable. You should love yourself just as you are, who you are, right? She was such a strong figure in the early AIDS and HIV communities, telling people, you are awesome. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Love yourself. Core message. But over the years, she wrote books about the meaning of illnesses in your body, you know, what happens when your heart is, you know, not working right, or your mind, or your, you know, your ears, or whatever it may be. She wasn't afraid to move into other areas and keep exploring. That was another thing that I took to heart. I developed flow dreaming as a way for people to manifest. But then I realized, not everybody likes the woo-woo manifesting. What else does this do? Because it's a powerful state that you get into, we can do a lot of things. Well, what about healing? What about breaking through limiting thinking and lack thoughts and power leaks in your life? What about creating instant mindset shifts? What about, and so I kept sort of letting myself grow and explore the same way. Something that every successful person I've seen do is they develop their core thing, But then they keep evolving, mm-hmm. and they keep moving, and they keep putting, and so you'll see a lot of people who are really, you know, big in their fields. And you're like, you started with a book about dieting, and now you're talking about making money? Like, how did that happen? Like, because they found something core. And they let their curiosity keep moving them into, well, what about over here? And because as people, we're always trying to fix different areas of our life, right? We don't just stay dieting for 20 years.
Right.
And neither does your favorite teacher. And they're going to move on and go into relationships. Then they're going to go on to something else. The key is we're just looking for tools, techniques, methods, ways through things that we then want to like share with the whole world. I'd say that's the biggest thing I learned.
So what I'm hearing you say is start with your core message, know your brand, your mission, how you are helping the world. But then as you evolve on your own journey, whether it be health, finance, spiritual, emotional, be open to sharing whatever new tips and tools that you learn as you progress toward your best yet to be. If you could share just maybe the funniest story of co-hosting a radio show with Wayne Dyer, because I absolutely love him. I know he's passed, but I still say love him in the present because I still listen to him. Give me a funny story of something that happened with him.
I'll tell you an almost weekly story of something that would happen with him. And first of all, my name is Summer. He's got a daughter named Summer. All of his children start with S names. People would always say, oh, your daughter on the radio is so wonderful. And I'm like, I'm not his daughter. I'm not his daughter. I wish I was his daughter, but I'm not his daughter. I'm the other Summer. But here's how it would go. So we would co-host this together, which meant basically he would come in as the person who gave a lot of, you know, the advice and the direction. My role was to manage the callers, steer conversations, open and close conversations, and add in sort of salient questions or points as I saw them. So this was live and we would have a countdown, just like in a regular AM, FM radio, you know, station. And it would be like, you're going live in 3 minutes, you're going live in 2 minutes. Meanwhile, the guys over in production were like, where's Wayne? We still can't get Wayne on the line. Where's Wayne? Where's Wayne? Wayne's not here yet. And I'm like, I know. Wayne was very old school. If you wanted to reach him, you had to use a telephone. You couldn't text him. You couldn't email him. He didn't even write his books by typing. They were on big yellow legal pads. 1 minute, we're live. Oh God, we're live. Where's Wayne? Wayne's not here. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? So I'd have to get on there and like, just go for it. You know, just think of something, just think of anything to say until Wayne arrives. And then eventually he gets on. And he's like, hey, Summer. Like, Wayne, hi. It's really nice to see you here for your actual show. You're here. And he's like, where have you been? And he's like, oh, I just got out of the, I was just body surfing. And I'm like, so you're sitting there literally in your wet trunks with your sandy feet. And he's like, yeah. It was great. It was great. The waves were great today. Because he lived in Hawaii. And, you know, part of his daily routine was to go body surfing every day. And his attitude was, see, mine being younger at that point was, you got to be professional. You got to do it right. You got to show everybody how good, right, and professional you are. It's something that a lot of us kind of go through as we're developing, you know, we want to be an authority. Wayne was long past that. He was like, I made it. You handled the 2 minutes. It's good. I'm ready to go. I don't care what you think. I don't care what anybody out there thinks. And I just, that still always stays with me. And I'm like, you got to just be a little bit like Wayne right now. You know, just show up in your underwear and just do the thing.
I love that lesson. So him. Because it's within us, we want it to be like outside and we have to look a certain way or say a certain thing or check our notes. And it's like, I'm the same way when I'm speaking. I don't have like a lot of notes. I know what I'm going to say and I just channel. And I think being real and not being perfect is so freeing. So
yeah.
We're going to hold this thought. I'm so excited you guys are listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show, where we go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We're going to have a quick 2 minute commercial break. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we are going to talk about how flow dreaming is different than visualization and how you can manifest everything you want in 2025 and beyond by using this just amazing revolutionary method that Summer invented. We'll see you in 2 minutes.
How clean is the water you're drinking and bathing in? If you call Aquasana Water today, they'll provide you with a free assessment telling you the condition of your tap water. Aquasana sells whole house water filters starting at $1,000. Isn't that worth it to have a 10-year supply of filtered, cleaner water? Aquasana water filters tackle chlorine taste and odor and can reduce contaminants like viruses, lead, forever chemicals, and microplastics, depending on the system you purchased. So make the free call, find out the condition of your water, and make your water cleaner the Aquasana way. It's a smart decision for you and your family and a must for a healthy home. Get a whole house Aquasana water system starting at $1,000 for your entire home. Call and find out the condition of your water with a free water assessment. 800-925-6029. 800-925-6029. 800-925-6029. That's 800-925-6029.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-628-5675. 800-628-5675. 800-628-5675. That's 800-628-5675.
Hey there, gorgeous. Quick question. Do you want to look younger, feel stronger, and glow like the star that you are? Of course you do, honey. So here's the deal. Your body wants to age gracefully, but stress, sugar, and time are not on your side. Enter the game changer you didn't know you needed, liquid collagen. This isn't your average powdery chalky mess. Oh no, honey, this is next level science. Our liquid collagen has a 93% bioavailability rate. Powdered collagen is 30% at best. This means your hair, skin, nails, joints get the VIP treatment. If you want to reduce wrinkles, feel amazing in your body, and turn heads, this is your glow up in a bottle. Don't wait. Your future self is literally begging for this. Click the link in the show notes to grab your bottle today. But hurry, supplies are limited and this kind of fabulous will not last forever. You deserve this. Now go shine like the balanced, beautiful, and abundant star that you are. Welcome back, everyone. It's Rebecca Whitman here at the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are interviewing Summer McStravick. She is an author, a speaker, a thought leader, and she has invented an incredible technique for manifesting called flow dreaming. And she's about to break it down for us. So you tuned in at the perfect time. Summer, tell us, what is flow dreaming and how can we use it to manifest everything we want?
Okay, so first of all, I imagine because of your show that a lot of people listening are really trying to make something of themselves to grow, maybe develop. Maybe we've got some entrepreneurs here, people with side hustles. So I'm going to kind of cast it in that light a little bit. Flow dreaming can go from very woo-woo to very, very psychological and practical. It is a combination of three elements that combined together create a very potent, I call it emotional energetic state. We use guided daydreaming. So you literally wake up your imagination and you just start imagining things. We couple that with what I call flow state. Now, flow state is a widely recognized psychological state where you are functioning at sort of optimum brain alignment. It's characterized by losing track of time. You don't know how much time has gone by. You're feeling like everything is almost effortless. Ideas are flowing together. Like, we've all recognized this. Like, I got started writing and it was an hour later and I wrote this great thing. I don't even know where it came from. It felt like it was 10 minutes. You were in flow state. We all naturally kind of accidentally fall into that state. Sometimes athletes are going to do it. Writers, people who are thinking through difficult problems, researchers, we all drop in occasionally. But in flow dreaming, we get there intentionally. So we have guided daydreaming. We have flow state. What do? There? We bring in really strong emotion. So to go back to what you were saying is, how is this different than visualization? So classic, quote, manifesting is you visualize what you want, you see it in great detail, it becomes real to you in what you're picturing. Or if you're using affirmations, you say the words until they finally sink in, or you listen to affirmations and let them subliminally sink in, as if all these things are doing something to you, basically. We kind of flip-flop that. We are doing something to the world. We are communicating with everything that is. So like you and I are talking right now, I am using vibration to reach your ears, which you are somehow translating into something that makes sense to you, I hope. When we are in a state of flow, you have to imagine it just like I'm vibrating through my voice, but I'm actually vibrating through this intentionality, through this emergence of my emotion. So emotion really becomes the key. We are creating what I call emotional energetic blueprints. So if you think about your life as having two aspects to it. There's action, the stuff that we do, and there's pre-action, the intention behind the stuff that we do. Most of us are spending all of our time on the stuff that we do, you know, getting through your emails and writing stuff and driving your car and even goal setting. It's an action. But behind that action, there comes a desire. Why are you doing any of these things? Well, I'm answering my email so I can get paid, you know. Why do you want to get paid? Well, so I can pay my mortgage or my rent. Why do you want to do that? So I can be safe. Well, why do you want to do that? So I'm not out hungry in the cold. Why do you want to do that? So I don't feel pain. Why do you want to do that? Well, that's pretty much it. We just went all the way down the rabbit hole of why we're doing it. So I said,
the why behind the why. So
the why, yeah.
Digging deep with the why. Got it.
Mm-hmm. So I teach people that instead of taking your goal list and just imagining and seeing it, imagine that you go into the deepest why behind it. So let's say you have a side hustle. You want to really blow it up big this year. You want to do something. You've got all these ideas. You don't know what to choose. I'd say, great. We're not going to just visualize you picking something and doing it. We're going to go into this space. We're going to daydream, come up with some imagery. I'm going to have you feel this deep, intense sense of alignment or motion, right? Forward, we're going to get hooked into the flow of time. And then in that space, I want you to communicate the feeling behind the hustle, the feeling behind whatever it is that you want to do. What do you want from it? And then your emotion starts to pour out. And this becomes maybe sometimes the hardest thing for people to do. I am doing this because, gosh, I want freedom in my life. I want monetary freedom. I want freedom of location. I want to have everything I need to give my kids or my parents, my partner, all that they need. I don't want to be held back anymore. I want to see who I am. I want to feel like I finally got there. I've made it. I have all my needs met. And I'm just so curious to know what that's going to mean, who I'll become. That's the feeling I really, really want. And I say, that's the feeling that you need to focus on. That's it. Now, whatever is aligned with that feeling, you've opened the door to 15 or 20 different possibilities that could potentially, I don't believe in just the road of one. All roads lead to Rome, right? Many roads are going to lead to that fulfilling state in me. So we in flow dreaming, we pull the arrow all the way back into the feeling state and we practice it over and over. And the reason we go into this state, by the way, it takes like 5 minutes, 10, 15. The reason we do it all the time is that whenever we're creating something, doing something, it becomes part of who we are. Right? Our conversation, you and I, you're part of me now pretty much forever. You're like locked into my soul. We had this experience together.
Yay.
1,000,000,000 years from now in heaven, I'll be like, I have that conversation with Rebecca. She's part of me because she encoded her information in me and me and her, right? It's kind of trippy when you look at it like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
But every day I want to encode certain information about who I am. I have a side hustle. I have an extra stream of income that makes me feel balanced, beautiful, you know, that makes me feel like I love this. It's effortless. It's easy. The money pours in. People love it. I'm doing the very best thing I can give to this earth while I'm alive. I am doing it now. I am getting paid for it now. I am this. So imagine like you're pouring teaspoons of sand onto a little pile on the beach. Every day I'm feeling that. I'm pouring a little more sand on it, a little more. Every day I'm doing that. I'm adding that into my being, like who I am. Eventually, I play the long game here, right? Talk about future pacing, where I'm already 5 years in the future. I'm looking back. I have a look back period now of 20 years of doing this. This is embedded. This is a big part of who I am now. My energy is full of these feelings. And what the world is hearing from me and what I'm starting to kind of adjust my thinking to moment by moment, second by second is, of course I'm abundant. Of course I have what of course I'm doing what I love. I've been feeling this way for 5 minutes a day for 20 freaking years. This is a big part of me. It's 75% of me now. So think about how when you walk in a room, people look at you and they absorb what you are showing them, the color of your hair and your glasses, your shirt, whatever, right? They're receiving that from you. Mm-hmm. I walk into the room of my minutes, my moments ahead, time itself. I walk into each moment and I'm showing up a certain way. It goes beyond my shirt. It's the whole me. And what the whole me, what time is reading from me, what my future is reading from me is, this is who she is. She's got money. She's doing what she loves. She is thriving. She is flexible. Anything that I want to put in me, I'm putting in me now. And the biggest deal about this is most of us wait for a success to happen before we get to feel this way. And this is an old mainstay of, you know, manifesting thinking. But we're waiting for the world to give us reasons to feel this. The problem is, it can only give us that if we are showing up. It's a mirror.
Right? Yeah.
So it's going to mirror back whatever we are. So if we're constantly waiting for something to make us feel a certain way, then we're going to be in a loop of constantly waiting until we change that loop and we start reversing it and going the other way. So we are happening to the world. The world's not happening to us. Eventually, we kind of get into a nice rhythm where both are going on. Does that make sense? I tried to make it in a nutshell.
It does. So there's three steps, guided daydreaming, flow state, and emotions. Are there any other steps, or those are the three steps?
No, it's super simple. You basically drift into a daydream. So you know how when you daydream, you are thinking about something, and then eventually, like for me, I'm always driving, which is terrible. I'm always driving. And I come back and I'm like, oh my God, I think I stopped at all the stoplights. I'm assuming I did. There was another part of me that was definitely tracking because I'm still here and alive, but I was someplace else.
Yeah.
Daydreams kind of, you actually are entering a kind of split consciousness. It's a weird, it's a bizarre state if you think about it. Because you're functional, but you're elsewhere at the same time. You are going to do that when you intentionally daydream. So I'm going to imagine, okay, I'm sensing myself sitting down at my computer and I have this wonderful thing that I'm working on. I love every second of it. And I'm feeling life and energy and movement. And there's a big part of alignment to flow that I haven't even gotten into. But everything is super easy here. Everything is coming together here like bam, bam, bam. I have everything I need when I need it. And then I'm starting to imagine the feelings. God, I love doing this. Man, I can't wait to get up in the morning and spend an hour at this. Wow, I had the best day. I had the best results. This is amazing. And I'm starting to see things. And maybe I'm even attaching it to some things that I have in my mind that might happen. Like that email from this place is definitely going to come in. Oh my God, it came in. I feel so good. I'm so excited. After a while, you lose track of the fact that you're guiding it and you're just there. You're in it. It's like lucid dreaming in a way when you wake up in a dream. But remember, what I'm doing this whole time is I'm seeing things, but I'm more importantly feeling it. Mm-hmm. Feeling it. And the feeling is what opens up, it just throws open the doors of all possibilities. Because normally what we do is we get caught in, you know, the typical goal setting. I'm going to go to the gym every day for 15 minutes. I'm going to do these weight machines. And then my body's going to look like this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. You have one path. That's the way you're going to get fit. And most of us do that for about 18 days in January. And then we quit. Because our true intention is, I want to feel beautiful inside my body. I want to feel like I'm full of health and I have energy. And I want to love the feeling of getting to that space. And we realize the method that we picked out is not our ideal method. But if I'm flow dreaming around that, and when I work with people on body issues or weight loss or whatever, I'm like, what makes you feel good? Well, maybe somebody's going to invite you out on a walk. Maybe they're going to invite you to their, you know, stroller with moms in the morning. Maybe right. You're going to discover the senior center and they have a Zumba class there for 50 and up. And you're like, oh my God, I made all these friends and it's so wonderful. I want the opportunities to swim in and align to the emotional intention and make it less about you having to plot every single point. Because often what we are plotting from is a very limited outlook of what we can do and be based on what's already here. And what we have already in front of us is here because of how we were feeling back there yesterday, the day before, the year before. So we're picking from a limited palette based on who we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the opposite of what we're
projecting our past into our future without even realizing it. So this has been so juicy. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the people who say they can't manifest. Manifestation doesn't work for them. I've tried it. I've done all the things, and why is it not working? So everybody, you are listening to Rebecca Whitman on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm interviewing Summer McStravick on how to create the life you want using her signature method called flow dreaming. We're going to go for a quick commercial break and come back, and don't go anywhere because you might be one of those people who say, That woo-woo stuff doesn't work for me. I tried it and it doesn't work. I'm not going to do it this year. We're going to show you why it's not working when we come right back.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-451-8603. 800-451-8603. 800-451-8603. That's 800-451-8603.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-590-1163. 800-590-1163. 800-590-1163. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-590-1163.
There are three types of people listening to this. The first type reached for their goals and failed. The second type achieved their goals and they were not fulfilled. They wanted more. And the third type achieved their goals at the expense of their health and happiness. Well, I have great news. I am inviting you to enjoy a mindset manifestation mastermind with me at the luxurious Palmaya at Aya Spa in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, white sandy beaches, and you at one of the most luxurious resorts in Mexico, unlocking the life you've been dreaming of. From January 23rd to 26th at the breathtaking five-star Palmaya at Aya Resort and Spa in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, I am hosting my Manifestation Mindset Retreat. It will be your chance to reset, realign, and manifest your most balanced, beautiful, and abundant life. Imagine mornings filled with transformational workshops, afternoons indulging in spa treatments and lounging by the pool, and evenings connecting with like-minded women under the stars. This isn't just a retreat. It's a total mindset makeover in paradise. You'll leave with the tools to manifest more love, success, and abundance than you ever thought possible. Spots are limited. This life-changing experience will sell out. Go to the link in show notes to reserve your spot today.
Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last.
Okay, everyone, welcome back. We are interviewing Summer McStravick on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I am asking her, why do people think manifestation isn't for them? It doesn't work. The law of attraction is just a bunch of happy horse, you know what? And we're going to find out maybe some of the common mistakes that people make when they are trying to use manifestation to get to their next level in life. So Summer, take it away. What are some common mistakes that people might be making if they're not getting what they want from flow dreaming and other manifesting techniques?
So first of all, I'm just going to take away the word manifesting for a second.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to look at it from either the term future pacing, which is familiar to people who practice NLP. It's something mm-hmm. that if you work for a corporation and you've had people come in and give you mindset, they're going to talk about future pacing. We can also talk about emotional reconditioning, which is a term that I use a lot with my psychiatrists, counselors, psychology people. They will use it with their clients if they're explaining what this is. It removes the spiritual dimension or the sense that the universe is somehow reaching out its hand and gifting you something and saying, you are a good person, yes, okay. Or you're a bad person, no, you have to work harder and go through more lessons to get it. Okay, we're going to remove all of that. Instead, we're going to go back to that feeling of every day I'm practicing some new emotions. I'm practicing these emotions. This emotion is I have all that I need. My needs are met. What does that really feel like? Oh my gosh, I don't have to try as hard. The things I need are there for me. I'm already deserving. I don't have to do more, be more, or become more, or go through more to get it. Yeah, I want to practice those feelings. Now, when you practice meditation, people have heard the studies, it creates new neural pathways in your mind. Flow dreaming is the same. You're actually creating new emotional neural pathways. It becomes more and more easy, more and more comfortable to constantly be in and identify with those emotional states of being. Imagine if you woke up every day and I'm like, I have money, tons of things are happening for me, I have opportunity, it's great. Now, whatever happens to you during the day, one is going to be more tending to align to that, right? Because our expectations and what happens most of the time align. I know I'm going to get up and probably have breakfast. It aligns, right? I know I'm probably going to go to an appointment at 1 o'clock. It aligns. Every now and then, things happen that don't, things that are surprises. I get a phone call from somebody I didn't expect. But generally, most of my day is pretty predictable. So we are creating that same kind of predictability inside of us, and we're making it easier to be in those emotional states. So life is easier to reflect who we are. Our decision-making will directly follow that. Instead of making decisions from fear, oh, I don't have enough for that, I can't do that, we'll make decisions from, that really seems to support my vision. I'm going to have to say yes to that because it feels really great. And then we'll say yes to it, right? So we don't come at life with all this lack thinking anymore. That starts to dissolve. We start to come to life with that feels right and that one doesn't. That's just a straight no and that's an easy yes. When we start looking at it like that, we realize that we're doing something to change our physical self, like our actual mental self. But if you do want to add the spiritual component onto it, we're adding the universe. We're adding what I call the non-physical aspect of us. So we have everything in life has a physical and a non-physical aspect, right? I mean, everybody look around. I mean, this computer, the microphone, there's a physical component. But if I was super, super, super tiny, and I was a little atom swirling around in there, my microphone would look like a galaxy. It would look like the Milky Way. And I'd say, this is not a microphone. This is the Milky Way. So it's really just a matter of perspective. So when I'm changing myself like this, I'm recognizing that the physical body and the physical outer world is one thing that I'm doing physical stuff in. The inner world, though, the quote, non-physical, the unseeable world from our perspective is also quite there. And it is also, in my viewpoint, very active. It's filled with something. It's filled with emotion. It's filled with desire. It's filled with intention, to go back to Wayne. It is filled with guidance, right? A force. And we typically call that spirituality or religion, but we can also just call it our intention. I want to be this. I want to experience this, right? This is my guideline of experiences. So for me, manifesting in the gimmicky way is write it out 100 times. It'll show up tomorrow. You get your $100. Probably not going to happen. Mm-hmm. The way I practice it is my being is very curious and I want to move into experiences that expand me and develop me and grow me, where I get to know who I am and what I'm becoming. Whatever life is giving me, I'm going to find the jewel and the treasure in it, and I'm going to move to the next step with it, because every day life knows I created a blueprint, that emotional energetic blueprint by flow dreaming. It knows exactly what I want. It knows exactly where I want to go. So every day when things happen for me, I'm saying, oh, the toilet just showed up to build the house with. Oh, the 2x4s are here. Oh, eventually all the physical stuff comes into place to construct that energetic, that template that I'm creating. So right now, at the beginning of the year, I'm really hard at work creating a template for 2025. And that template is an energy template first. You can't build a house without a blueprint. So my blueprint is going in. What do I want to feel this year?
Great question. What do I want? Everybody puts down what they want to do and what they want to accomplish, but how do you want to feel during the year? And how do you want to feel December 31st of 2025 after you have completed another cycle around the sun?
Exactly. So I found myself saying, I want to have a great vacation this year. So it's okay to put down specifics, right? Because we're people and we have to take action, right? There's action and what I call pre-action. Okay, the action is, I want to take a vacation. I'm going to work toward that. The pre-action is, ooh, how's the vacation going to make me feel? What's the intention behind the vacation? I want family connection with I want to be able to take my kids. I want to create a tradition or continue a tradition of traveling with them once a year as a family, even though they're all grown up now. I want to experience maybe a location that is either really unique or really relaxing. I'd be open to either one. I like both of those. So my action is, okay, I better start putting $100 away a month. All right. Yeah, I'm going to put that into play. And I'm going to start looking online and getting ideas. The intention is, this is so yummy. It was so easy to put. We got the best. This was the best one I could have ever chosen. It was the one that just knocked on the door of my thinking and wouldn't let go. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, this was so wonderful. We have lifetime memories from this. And it was so smooth and it was so easy and everything was so great about it. So like that's an example where you can actually take a concrete goal and pack it full of emotion. Mm-hmm. I always keep in mind though, to go back to why isn't it working? Maybe a vacation is maybe not the perfect way for my family and I to have that beautiful coming together with exploration that, you know, my energy, my emotion is going for, maybe a better way would be for us to have, I don't know, I can't think of anything besides a vacation, 2 solid weeks at home together where we're all on vacation at home at the same time.
A staycation.
Whatever, like flow is telling me, I call it flow, whatever my life is saying, here's going to be the absolute best. Do you want the absolute best or do you want the thing you're going for? So I have a series of what I call magic phrases that I use in my work. This or better is one of them. So I'd say, I'm going to have this vacation or something better. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe a TV reality show will come by and say, we want to film at your house for 2 weeks and we want your family to show off how awesome you are. And I'd be like, well, that's kind of like a vacation, but they paid me $18,000 for it. So that was even better. You know, like, I don't know. I wouldn't want that, by the way, but some people might like that.
What are some more magic phrases?
Oh, boy. Okay. So there is this or better is one of them. Another one is actually just the word yes. I actually have a flow dream. So I've recorded like almost 300 different audio flow dreams.
And we can get these on your app, or where can we download these audios of different flow dreams?
Yeah, I have an app, right? So just open your phone, look up flow dreaming for meditation and manifesting. Just look up flow dreaming. There's 2 apps there. One is a podcast app and the other one is the actual place where you can get it.
Right.
Get all of these. So, I mean, I've got for everything. So one of them I have is called the Yellow Brick Road of Yeses. The reason is, when I feel the word yes, like you could just practice this right now. Feel the word yes in your mind. It might even come with some imagery. Like for me, it's golden. I feel yellow butterflies. It's a sense of, if I hear yeses everywhere, I mean, can you imagine a day where everybody said yes to you? Can I have a raise? Yes. Do you love me? Yes.
They should make a movie about that. That's magical.
Yeah. And you just start to feel like it's like you're a flower opening to the sun, a sunflower. So we go into the state of everything is a yes. And a yes for me is a magic word. Yes, 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 yes. Because I start to realize how many no's I'm anticipating and expecting. And this is the counterweight to those. Now, for contrast, feel the word no for a minute. Bam. For most of us, we get an immediate, like it's getting hit by a truck. It's a door slamming closed. A no is a cutting feeling. A no is a, if you had to describe it using all your visuals or senses, like we each have a personal sense of no.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do a flow dream full of no's unless I wanted to really cocoon. You know, shut off everything. But a yes is,
yeah,
yes. And it's almost like things just rip and roar right out of my way when I feel that magic phrase. So sometimes I'll do a flow dream where I'm, by the way, you can do flow dreams for things like money. Like I've been working on flow dreams. I have one for entrepreneurs called Flowing Wealthy Entrepreneur. 7 days of all the things you need to grow a business. Tons of clients spilling out the door. Perfect help and staff or people. Tons of immediate cash flow. Like all the things entrepreneurs are always like banging around trying to get, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I might take, and that would be like a trying to get a thing. But I also have flow dreams for changing emotional states in me, changing parts of my personality. So I have a flow dream called Beyond Fear, which means I am too scared of things. I have a flow dream about strong, healthy boundaries, which says saying no is not only easy, but people love you for it. The more you say no, the more awesome they think you are, the more amazing you become, right? And I'm like, I want to have that feeling in me. Now, I might take a magic phrase like yes and say, I say no. This is a weird one, but I say no to you. And the other person goes, yes, I was so hoping you'd say no. That's amazing. I wanted this other person to do this horrible job anyway, but I had to ask you. And I'm like, phew, dodged a bullet there. Because I said no. You know what
That's
I mean?
Like people cancel social plans with me. I'm so relieved. No, I'm just kidding.
So that's how you'd use it. Or I have clients out the door. I have people buying everything from me. Yes, 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 yes. I talk to everybody and what do they say? Yes. And then I go, yes. Or, hey, this or better. They're buying everything from me or something better. Maybe I make, you know, jewelry on Etsy and a wholesaler comes in and says, I want to get 500 of them for all my shops. this or better. Right? That wasn't just, that was one client that went to 500 clients. This or better. So what I'm asking for there are, I have another flow dream, by the way, called More Options, Please. It's another favorite. Because a lot of us, we feel kind of stuck. Like I said, what we have spread in front of us right now is a result of what happened yesterday and the day before. So sometimes yesterday and the day before were kind of crummy. And the year before, the decade before, just landed us this state of crumminess in front of us. And I say, I really don't like any of these options. Like I don't, none of these that I want. I don't know what I want. I really don't know. Great. Here's a flow dream for you. You go in and you say, I need more options. I need new things to drop in, little stars and apples and diamonds to fall from the sky in my hand. And one of them is going to just twinkle at me until I grab it. I need those options. I need opportunities. Then I will charge ahead with my yeses, with more. So you start wherever you are. Like manifesting isn't, I have to have a goal and I have to know what it is. Sometimes it's only, I don't like what I've got. More, please. Give me more ideas. Give me more choices.
These are such fascinating ways to get to, you know, our next level of growth, development, and unfoldment. So tell us, Summer, how can people tap into these beautiful audio flow dreams, the app, your website, your social, all the ways to stay in touch with you?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
The best way is the website, flowdreaming.com. And that's F like Frank, Flow Dreaming. I have free flow dreams there for you. You can download and listen to them. And then I also have a little teaching exercise that really explains it in greater detail. Or you can get my book, Flow Dreaming. It's on Kindle. It's on Amazon. It's an audio book. I mean, there's all different forms. That's the best place to start. I've also got something called the Starlight Society. So if you Google Flow Dreaming Starlight Society, it's a free group where we all get together and there's hundreds of people there right now. There's a Flow Dreaming group as well. Thousands of people there, but I'm not as active because Facebook has gotten
pretty. That's a Facebook group?
Yeah. It's called I Love Flow Dreaming. Kind of like those old 70s bumper stickers. I love horses. I love unicorn. I love flow dreaming. So that's a good one. But I'm more active in the Starlight Society and the app, of course.
Where's the Starlight Society? How can they join that? How can they join you in the Starlight Society? Where's that?
Just Google it. Just type in Starlight Society flow dreaming.
Is it on the Media Network or something else?
It's on the school site, SKOOL. Oh, yes, cool. The URL is too long to give.
Yes, so that's Alex Pelosi's new site, school.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that?
It's been I really like it, actually. There's a few things that I think it needs still to differentiate because my other groups are there too. Like, so I have something called the Rising Light Leaders where I work with people every month live. We do workshops together. I mean, for me, alignment is a weekly thing. You get in alignment, you flow dream. It's like having an accountability buddy or a trainer at the gym. You know, you learn all this. I'm a big fan of it's not just about learning something and going, that sounds cool, and then forgetting about it. You have to put it into practice. And fortunately, when you do this practice, it's like a bubble bath for your mind. It's not a hard thing to do. But if you have, like, if I'm there, and you've got other students around you, and, like, we're all going to go into flow together live, then you show up because you're like, I want to feel whatever weird thing Summer's talking about today because it's going to be something I probably need in my life. So let's do it. And I walk people through, like, every month we do something. So if you want to become part of, you know, like a membership program with me, I give people like 36 on-demand courses. We do workshops like this month. We're going to do a workshop in January. I should mention we're doing one called My Future Self. We are actually sketching who we are going to become and feel. We're doing the energetic component so that all year we can do the physical action within something that we've already designed. And that thing doesn't really change. And again, you don't have to have goals. Maybe your goal this year is more options. That's it. Like, my goal this year is exploration.
Beautiful.
I want to explore. That's my goal. So can you imagine the things my life could give me this year to explore? I can't even tell what they are. Because I can't see them. All I see is the stuff I've already made. So I'm kind of handing it out there to the world and saying, give me something I don't even know about that would absolutely blow my socks off. I want that. I want that thing I don't even know about. Lead me into that. Make it easy. So
that we're going to end on. Make it easy. So you have listened to another wonderful episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, where we're all about ease, flow, staying high vibe and having fun as we're achieving success. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Make sure you stay tuned wherever you're listening. It could be Spotify. It could be Apple Podcasts. It could be on 1010 AM The King. Wherever you're listening, make sure you tune in next time. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all seven pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial, so you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. The podcast review of the week says, so good, and it's by Julie. She says, Rebecca's an amazing host. Love her authenticity and ways of asking questions that bring knowledge and actionable items you can do to improve your life of abundance. She keeps it real. Thanks for being a voice for women. Listen on. Thank you so much, Julie, for this amazing review. And if you're listening out there and haven't left a 5-star review, don't sleep on that because you can win prizes and private coaching sessions. Everybody, keep your vibe high, and we'll see you on the next episode.